Heavenly Father, I know that you are able. If we will allow ourselves.
The meeting opened with a prayer inside the Washington Park Community Center. About 40 people gathered in the room, most of them from the predominantly African-American neighborhood. North Miami Beach Police Chief J. Scott Dennis got straight to the point.
Listen, you got to hear it from the heart. We are sorry. My police department's sorry, and I represent that police department. We made a mistake.
The mistake was allowing two police snipers to use old mugshots for target practice. He stressed that the snipers also used images of white and Hispanic individuals, not just the faces of the six black men residents saw in the news, riddled with bullet holes.
My little brother was actually one of the ones at the top in the middle.
Pico didn't want to use his real name because he feared retaliation by the police. He attended the community meeting because his younger brother's photo is among the ones North Miami Beach police used for target practice. Tyquan Kelly was about 15 years old when the mugshot was taken. The target sheet has a bullet hole near his left eye.
It hurt. It hurt because I know my little brother is not that type of person. You know what I mean? For him to get that type of treatment, no matter if it was a picture or just a thought, it's wrong.
During the meeting, Chief Dennis said he didn't know this practice was going on and the use of real mugshots for target practice has ended.
Well, I sincerely apologize, not only to the families that were representative of those six men that were on that picture, but also the entire community, not just the black community, the black, the white, the brown community.
A few people asked questions.
What was wrong with just the regular blue targets? What made the difference to where it actually had to be human faces?
I will tell you the truth, sir. I was shocked that we used pictures, period. I was never exposed to that. I'm not a sniper. I'm not a trained sniper. I had no idea that's what was done.
And in just under half an hour, the meeting was officially over. The city officials left, but almost everyone else stayed and kept on talking.
I feel, first and foremost, as though this meeting was one to pacify.
Danielle Williams' parents live in North Miami Beach. She said she's concerned that if police are using photos of black men for target practice, that could make her 16-year-old son an actual target when he visits his grandparents.
I would like to see them come to the table and discuss issues of race sensitivity. At this point, I mean, with everything that's going on and the mere fact that people have to walk around and yell that Black Lives Matter, I think it's time to have a serious conversation. And this wasn't it.
The police chief's apology did not quell the concerns of most people who attended the emergency meeting.
Now, let me ask you all this question. Were you all satisfied with the apology?
No.
Okay.
And so the emergency meeting called by the city to apologize to residents turned into an impromptu conversation on how to make things better between the police and the city's black community. Local activist Nathaniel Wilcox said the community can't afford to stay quiet.
You got to get on top of it right now, or you're not going to have target practice. You're going to have dead people, your dead sons, your dead relatives. So now is the time to organize and hold that police chief, hold the city manager accountable.
We don't want them to speak this under the rug. See, I've been here so long that black people's had no rights at all.
Pastor Alberta Williams wore a green Martin Luther King T-shirt with the words, "I have a dream," on the front. She raised her sons in Washington Park, a once segregated black section of North Miami Beach.
I was here when if I went to the restaurant, I had to go around to the back window to buy the same thing that the white people was buying inside sitting down.
Another pastor, Dwayne Fudge, suggested the North Miami Beach Police Department needs a citizen advisory committee.
The citizen advisory committee will be the liaison between the police department and the residents.
Now, he and others are asking the community to channel their anger into an actual plan. Residents say they'll schedule another meeting to put together a list of demands to the city. They say it'll include racial sensitivity training for police and a review of all police policies. The city has also announced preliminary plans to team up with the NAACP to host community conversations about race. I'm Nadege Green in Miami.